Welcome to Sports at Large. Four times a year, the titans of the National Football League gather together from the cosmic reaches of the gridiron galaxy to plot tweaks and adjustments to the game. At some of the meetings, like the one just completed in Phoenix, general managers and coaches, the underlings who grease the wheels on the league's machinery, are allowed and even encouraged to attend. And because the spring meeting is the only one where all 32 coaches are in the same place simultaneously, a requisite photo of the men is taken. This year's class picture included valedictorian Andy Reid of Kansas City, the Harbaugh brothers, Jim of the Los Angeles Chargers, and John, newly of the New York Giants, as well as John's replacement here in Baltimore, Jesse Minter. As you scan the photo, you can't help but notice the homogeneity of it all. Of the 30 men in the picture, two missed the shoot. All of them are white, save for four. Three of those, Aaron Glenn of the Jets, Tampa Bay's Todd Bowles, and D'Amico Ryans of Houston, are black, while Robert Saleh, the new guy with the Tennessee Titans, is of Arabic lineage. In a league where more than 70% of the players are black, the notion that only 9% of its coaches are black is ridiculous. Even Commissioner Smiling Roger Goodell, who presides over the NFL with a single-minded devotion to shake down its patrons, namely you, for every dollar he can, knows this is a bad look. To make it appear as though it's serious about diversity, the NFL has adopted something called the Rooney Rule. Named for Dan Rooney, the late Pittsburgh owner who chaired the league's diversity committee, the rule, which has been in place since 2003, mandates that league owners must interview a minority applicant for any coaching or general managing opening. The Rooney Rule does not impose hiring mandates on the owners, but does insist that they at least search out and talk with candidates of color. Talk is the operative word, as no black men were chosen for any of the 10 coaching openings this past offseason. Yet, even the mildness that is the Rooney Rule was too much for Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer, who has threatened to challenge the rule as it applies to the three NFL teams in the Sunshine State, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Miami Dolphins, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. In Uthmeyer's reading of state law, NFL fans don't care about the race of their team's coach. In a statement, the Attorney General, a 37-year-old white man who has been practicing law for 12 years and was appointed to fill a vacancy by Ron DeSantis, the governor, said fans want, quote, a merit-based system that gives their team the best chance to win, unquote. To his credit, Goodell said the NFL will continue to encourage diversity through the Rooney Rule and other methods because he recognizes that the league needs to look better in photos and in reality. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com. And follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here, and for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.